This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. The Deen
Show. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Welcome to The Deen Show. I am Eddie, your host, and you tuned in for another great episode here on The Deen Show. Our next guest coming out, Dr. Ken, who's with the U.S. Department of Education, and we're going to be learning how Muslims, organizations such as Muslim American Society, Islamic Circle of North America, and other organizations are coming together to work together to make communities a better place here in the United States of America. On The Deen Show, we'll be right back.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
Welcome back to The Deen Show and The Deen Show Studio, Dr. Ken Bedell.
Bedell, right.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
How are you?
Good. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to be have you here with us on The Deen Show. You like surprises?
Well, not usually.
Well, I mean, everyone likes gifts, so I got a gift for you.
Oh, okay. Should I open this now?
You don't have to open it now if you like. I mean, you can
sure,
go ahead.
Sure, I'll open this now.
If you want, go ahead.
Okay. Well,
I thought since we've never met officially, you can know a little bit more about the show and myself through this gift here.
Oh, look at that.
So this is kind of a story about my life, and this is a gift to you from me.
And so how do you say it? From Dane?
From Dunya to Deen.
Dunya.
Yeah, from Dunya to Deen.
All right.
So I hope you enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much.
So now you're with the U.S. Department of Education.
That's correct.
For our viewers that have no idea what this is, can you tell us a little about yourself and your history with the U.S. Department?
Sure. I work in the Department of Education, which is one of the agencies in the United States government that has an area of faith-based and neighborhood partnership centers. There are actually 13 different agencies that have these offices or centers that work to bring together faith-based organizations and community-based organizations to support the agendas of those offices. The Department of Education was formed as a separate agency under President Johnson in order to address the specific needs of the country for supporting education. Currently, the Department of Education provides about 10% of the budget that is across the whole nation for education. So 90% of the expenses for educating children, this is through high school, is taken care of by states and local taxes and other means, and then 10% of the support comes from the U.S. Department of Education.
Now, before that, what did you used to do before? You were 16 years, something like that. You led the congregation. You were,
in
New York.
I'm an ordained United Methodist pastor and have served congregations in New York and Maryland and in Ohio. I've also worked as a seminary professor where I worked in actually communications, taught communications at a theological school. This was back in the late 80s and early 90s. And Dean, we didn't have at the seminary a studio that's as nice as your studio.
Thank you so much, sir. How did you get now involved with the U.S. Department of Education?
When President Obama was elected, at the time, I was working for the United Methodist Church in higher education. The United Methodist Church has 123 colleges and universities that are related to the church, and I was heading up that work. And when President Obama was elected, I contacted some people that I knew that had worked were actually working in his transition, and I said, well, I'd really like to work in the faith-based area of what's going to be happening in education in your administration.
Now, what do you mean when we say faith-based? What does that actually mean?
Yeah, we concentrate on any organization that has a religious basis. So whether it's Muslim or Jewish or Christian, that organizations that come out of that kind of a faith tradition. And our goal is to connect with them, to provide them with resources, to facilitate their support of education, both at the level of high schools, elementary schools and high schools, and also colleges and graduate schools.
That's a beautiful thing that we live in such a wonderful country that's never left God out of the equation, that you have on the dollar bill, in God we trust. When you take an oath, you say, I solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth, so help you God.
Right, exactly.
So yeah. People coming together, working together for a better tomorrow, trying to live in peace and harmony, and is this what this organization is about?
And that's exactly, you've got it exactly right, is to say there's always been a kind of partnership between different levels in our society, from the families to organizations like mosques and synagogues and churches, to state governments, to school boards, and the federal government. And the federal government is a partner in what we're all doing to work together for, in terms of education for our children.
Now, let me get some, I just want to, I'm going to go off on a tangent just for a second. Now, we got love for everybody. And tell us now, in your experience, I mean, you've talked with a lot of people. Let's say you talk with an atheist, someone who doesn't believe in God. What kind of, maybe you can share a scenario that you ever had that you tried to talk with someone and reason with them about the existence of God. So maybe we can learn from you. Have you ever had that scenario?
Yeah. Let me kind of come at that, like you said, kind of in a side way, is that my experience is that every single person has a place that they're coming from, that their faith is, maybe their faith could be Christian. And sometimes people will say, well, I'm not part of any faith. But as you talk to them, what you discover is that they have strong beliefs, or that they have commitments. And maybe they'll say, well, I think that what's happening to the environment needs to be addressed very seriously. Or maybe they'll say, I'm concerned about all these wars, or I'm concerned about people who are in prison that have only had maybe a small amount of marijuana, and yet they're separated from their children and their families. And so what I've discovered is that there are many of us like myself who come from a Christian, have a particular faith grounding that's in a tradition, but then even people who say, well, I don't have a tradition, still there's something in them that is of their belief that determines their values.
Like I said, we got love for all, but have you ever heard this one? There's no atheist in foxholes?
Well, I've heard that.
Have you heard that? We're going to take a break, and we're going to continue on talking about this program you're with, the U.S. Department of Education, so we can educate the people. We can work together on making our place that we live in, our communities, a better place here on The Dean Show. We'll be right back.
He is the maintainer. If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is attended our faith to believe in and love Jesus Christ.
I would say this thing that you just told me, it's not in the scripture. And they would say, a marginal note added by a scribe, yeah, okay, we know that. And I'd be thinking, if you know this is not the Bible, why are you preaching it as if it's gospel truth? That's from hunger.
And if we're going to worship something, I figured I might as well worship the Creator instead of any of the creations.
Now, upon investigating all the religions, I remember finding out the meaning of what Islam is, what a Muslim is. Those who surrender themselves to God is a Muslim. Those who surrender, submit to God, God's will. That is it. Islam was pure. It was just you just pray to God, your creator.
I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show with Dr. Ken, and we were talking about this program that the U.S. Department has. Why do they have this program now again? Why at the U.S. Department of Education, this faith-based program? Why is it there?
Sure. Let me illustrate that with two specific examples of things that we're doing. One is a program that's called Together for Tomorrow, and I think when you see what the program is, then it becomes obvious why we have it. Together for Tomorrow is a program that asks communities to work together, particularly in low-performing schools. We know that about 10% of the schools in America are producing more than half of our high school dropouts. And so that what Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, has said is if we can fix those bottom 10%, will greatly decrease the number of high school dropouts and increase the overall quality of our American schools. And so what Together for Tomorrow does is challenges communities to put together plans to work on attendance, behavior, course performance, and college accessibility. And for sometimes it's churches and YMCAs and mosques and synagogues, say, what kind of programs can we have? Can we have after-school tutoring programs? Can we have parents making sure that there's safe passage to school? Can we help with the nutritional needs of the students? So Together for Tomorrow is a program that is encouraging and facilitating community groups and faith-based organizations to really make a difference in what's happening in our schools. So I think that really answers the reason for it is because it can really make a big difference in what's happening in education.
Is it making a difference? What's been the response thus far?
Yeah, we're seeing the initiation of programs in cities and across the country, and there's some of them that are in smaller towns and in rural areas where people are saying, "Okay, we're ready to make a difference." Now, so far there hasn't been time to see if it's having an impact on the dropout rate because that's going to take 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But in terms of programming, we can already see the increased activity and programming. Another example, Dean, is something we're doing with college students. And this is a program that we didn't call it. The president initiated this. Mm-hmm. President Obama challenged, it's called the President's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge. And this is a program that the president sent a letter to every college president and said, I challenge you to set up interfaith and community service projects on your campus, either to expand what you have doing or to initiate programs. And here last year, this just started a year ago, we've had over 270 institutions of
270?
270 colleges. There were 108 that were kind of liberal arts colleges with less than 5,000 students, and there are 40 of them that have more than 20,000, a broad spectrum of institutions across the country that have initiated these programs. And they range all the way from where students, like there's a project here in Chicago that is... The Bridges is taking the leadership on making it happen with students from Trinity Christian College working with Muslim organizations here in Chicago, and they've been doing a project that had to do with cleaning up a trail and working together where they're interacting and doing a service project, but also sharing in something that's really important to them.
Tell us a little bit about this project that you mentioned they were working together on.
Yeah. Well, so this is just an excellent example of the kind of thing that's happening across the country where the Trinity Christian College president, Steve Timmermans, received an invitation like 5,000 other presidents did, and a partnership was organized between himself and Muslim organizations here in the Chicago area, and it's making it possible then for students from both in both cases to be together to work on a common activity, somewhat unlike what's happened in many institutions. Then the leadership of these organizations, including the president of the college, and have been involved in actually helping the students to participate in the
project. So Americans are getting involved. They're accepting this invitation, and they're getting involved with this program?
And already for next year, we have 130 new institutions that have said that they want to join the others, the 270 that participated last year. So it's a growing. We're already well over 5% of American colleges that are saying this is part of what it means to have a college program to educate college students as interfaith working with community service.
Now, this program is started with Obama?
That's correct.
Now, will it still continue if he doesn't get reelected? Or if he stays, it stays. But does it disappear then if he doesn't get elected?
It is his program. It's my dream that
it stays.
That it's something that now people will see. Well, this is worth continuing. That it'll be regardless of the president. If President Obama is not elected, or if he's after 4 years, that what he's done is made it evident that this is the kind of thing that's going to bring discussion with people who would not necessarily otherwise talk to each other.
Now, Dr. Ken, these organizations in Chicago, they have a particular name, a MeTab or something?
That's correct, which is actually the first letter of the various organizations that are working together with the college students as part of the President's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge. And it was really the president of Trinity Christian College, Stephen Timmermans, and then Dr. Abdel El-Sadig, who brought together these Muslim groups, the MAS and ICNA, and the Arab Spring for Syria, and the Bridges Organization, were joined together with the college, and students from both Muslim students then and the students from the college worked together on a project to clean up a trail in the process they share together about their faith and why that's important and what it means to be working on something that's going to make the community a better place and be very important for the community.
So you mentioned MAS, ICNA, the Trinity College. Then the Arab Spring for Syria and Bridges, all of them were working together to clean up. This is here in Chicago.
This is here in Chicago. And it's an excellent example of the kind of thing that's been happening across the country and on campuses.
Okay, we're going to take a break there, and we'll be right back with more with Dr. Ken here on The Dean Show.
Everybody, deep down, they believe that there is a God.
Yeah.
And as much as they deny it.
If God exists, and he does, if God sends prophets, and he does, if God reveals books, and he does, should he not tell me how to live my life? Doesn't that make sense?
They feel more secure and safe now inside the religion of Islam than they ever felt out in the streets.
the best way to bring true profound happiness, true profound peace, true profound tranquility is by following the guidance that God has given.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
See for yourself what Islam has to say, because it really is the path to happiness and truth in life.
It comes to you the truth and the attribute of the one who created you, that he's one and alone running this universe, that he doesn't become born, he doesn't die, he doesn't eat and go to the bathroom. This is not God.
We got problems here.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Who was Jesus worshiping? Because it's recorded in the Gospels. Despite all of the other issues about the Gospels, we put those aside. We just say it's mentioned there that Jesus worshiped God.
One who protects us from hunger.
Back here on the Dean Show with Dr. Ken from the U.S. Department of Education. Now, we've been talking about this department in particular, but there are also other agencies that are working to bring people together from other faith-based organizations. Is this right? Tell us about that.
That's exactly right, Eddie. The president has, in an executive order, set up work in departments of agriculture, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Health and Human Services, and in all of these cases, their role is to help people at the community level in their churches and mosques and synagogues and community organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs and Boy Scouts to work on the same agendas that those agencies have. So in HUD, there are efforts to increase the quality of life of people who are living in public housing and in federally subsidized housing. At Health and Human Services, there are programs to help communities understand how they can benefit from federal programs such as various children's health programs, and also there'll be programs to help explain what the Affordable Health Care Act means for everyone. At the Department of Agriculture, one that in education we've actually worked with, they have a program to help provide food for students during the summer. And so a mosque can get money that pays for the food, and then they prepare the food and make it available like a lunch program, because so many students that are in school during the school year, that's their major source of food is while they're in school, and then during the summertime they don't have a good source of food. So the President Obama has set these centers up in a whole range of agencies, and all of us working together, we actually talk on the phone every day to share what we're doing and to collaborate so that we can work together to facilitate local work and to facilitate faith-based and other community groups to be able to cooperate with government programs.
Now, before we come to an end, so how can the people who want to get involved in their community, they want to make the community a better, safer place, how can they get involved? Who do they contact? Who do they get in touch with?
Sure. As I just mentioned, we're all of us in contact. So it's possible that we can, even if you have an interest that might be, you know, someone might be particularly interested in health, if you can contact us at the Department of Education and we can help you find the place to go, an email can go to, it's quite an easy email address. It's ed.gov/edpartners, EDPARTNERS. So ed.gov/edpartners. Or you can visit, that's our website.
Okay. Yeah.
So going there gets you connected to see, and there's actually a link to all of the other agencies that are involved, and you can move around. Send an email to us at edpartners at ed.gov. So it's just turned around. Mm-hmm. edpartners@ed.gov will get us an email.
Well, I'm really thankful that you were with us. So when the people get involved, they can the Muslims can meet the Christians in their community and other people of different faiths, and they get to share their faiths and talk about the commonalities and other things that bring people together. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Tell us now. One thing comes to mind before we leave is just a beautiful quote that Jesus had said, peace be upon him, in the Gospel of Matthew 19:16, where one approached him and said, good master, what good thing can I do that I may have eternal life? Get to paradise, right?
Yes.
So Jesus replies, says, why do you call me good when there's none good but the one God? Yeah. So he says, and if one wants to enter into eternal life, one must keep the commandments. So then the man said, what are they? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Yeah. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt honor thy father and mother, and thou shalt love your neighbor as you love yourself. So isn't this
a
catalyst to that, loving your neighbor like you love yourself?
Exactly, yep.
Did we hit it on the head?
You hit it on
the
head.
Thank you.
That's exactly right.
Great way to end.
Good way.
Thank you very much for being with us here on The Dean Show.
Thank you
very much. And thank you for tuning in to another episode here on The Dean Show. We had our special guest, Dr. Ken, from the U.S. Department of Education, sharing with us how Muslims, Christians are working together to make society, to make the communities a better place. Organizations such as Islamic Circle of North America, Gain Peace, Muslim American Society, and other Christian organizations, and other faith-based organizations that are working together to make communities better. And that is what our deen is teaching us. This beautiful way of life that was practiced by all the messengers of God teaches us to work towards making humanity a better place for all. And the beautiful thing is, when we're out there, we're getting involved, we get to know our neighbors, opportunities come up to share the message of peace with the world, to help people understand us a little bit better, to know that, hey, Muslims are those who have submitted to the will of God. We worship only one God, the Creator, not His creation. And we love Jesus. And we get to share with our neighbors, letting them know that we care about all of mankind and we love Jesus. That we believe that no Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes or she believes in Jesus, that he was one of the mightiest messengers of God. We get to share this because we're involved with our fellow neighbors and our colleagues. And they can see that we're not the Antichrist, that we love Christ, that we believe in Him. Sharing with them that we love His mother, Mary, who there's a whole chapter named after her in the Quran. Did you know that? Many of them don't know that. So through working together for a better tomorrow and collaborating, sitting together, the bridges will be built, the walls will come down. And this is what will make tomorrow a better place. When people see that Muslims aren't the Antichrist, Muslims love Christ, that's right. No Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in this mighty messenger, Jesus, peace be upon him, that he was one of the mightiest messengers of God. And he came with the same message as Moses, Noah, Abraham, and the last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. They came with the same message, worship the Creator and not the creation. Simple as that. And do good deeds. And do good deeds. And this is how we can get closer to the Creator by doing these good deeds, making the communities better, safer for all of mankind so we can live in peace, working together for a better tomorrow. Get involved. And if you like what we have to say, give us a call. If you have any other questions about the deen, if you want to learn more, 1-800-662-ISLAM. And we hope that you do good, you're being good, and you're developing yourself to be the best human being that you can be. And that's by God's game plan. And that's the best game plan. But to get that game plan, you got to ask for the game plan. So make sure every day that you're asking, because when you ask, you shall receive. Asking God alone for the guidance. And we'll see you next time. Peace be with you. This is the Dean Show.